This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be taking another look at our upcoming trout season, and we have news about the youth duck hunt and an opportunity to get more deer tags. All this during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As promised, the fall trout season is nearly upon us, and things are looking good for these anglers. In fact, parking spots at Beaver Dam State Lake near Plainview are expected to be at a premium during the October 19th season opener of the 2019 catchable trout season, fall season. Despite less than ideal conditions, the campground should be full. Anglers and curious spectators will swarm to the park's restaurant for hot coffee and a warming meal, and nearly every fishing location on the lake will be occupied. Like most years, success rates will vary from angler to angler. Many of the fishermen will fill their 5-trout daily limit within a few hours. Other hopeful anglers will struggle a bit longer to catch their fish, and there's always a few that fail to bring along any of their fishing luck. Still, most of the anglers will appear to be enjoying the rainbow trout angling opportunity, and there's no doubt that this special fishing day brings more people to this park than any other event of the year. And it seems that the majority of the opening day trout are caught by anglers fishing with commercial baits like Berkeley Power Bait. The use of light line, 4 to 6 pound test, and tiny hooks also seems to increase the angler's success rates. Though hundreds of trout are taken home, plenty will still remain in the lake. In fact, dedicated trout anglers will continue to enjoy excellent success here each winter, long after the opening day crowds have headed home. According to site personnel, the trout opener is always one of the park's biggest events of the year. The trout are typically delivered prior to the event and have worked up a healthy appetite by the week opening weekend. This year, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources annual fall catchable trout season is slated to open at 5 a.m. on October 19th. Many of the dedicated trout anglers will be already staking out their favorite fishing holes well before the opening time. According to park officials, Beaver Dam State Lake is stocked with some 3,000 trout, and plenty of these 2 to 3 pounders are among the 12-inchers released in the lake. And the 2019 Fall Catchable Trout Program features rainbow trout fishing at various ponds and lakes throughout the state. Plenty of trout are expected to be stocked at the various locations just prior to the opening of the trout season. This allows the newly stocked fish ample time to adjust to the new environment and typically means excellent angling action. Some of the local sites participating in the program include Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Sloan Springs State Park in Adams County, Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, Belk Park Pond in Wood River, and the main lake at Frank Holton State Lake in State Park in St. Clair County. So there's plenty of hunt fishing to be had. Fishing licenses and trout stamps can be purchased by using a credit card at DNR Direct or calling DNR Direct online at 888-6-PERMIT. That's 888-6-PERMIT, 888-673-7648. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and back with more right after these messages. All right, we're back, and as promised, here's more items of interest to local outdoor folks. Looking for information about the youth duck hunt? We have that information as well. In fact, plans for the youth waterfowl hunt are already being announced. A number of Illinois state parks, fish and wildlife areas, conservation areas, and recreation areas will be open to the youth waterfowl hunting during the 2019 Illinois Youth Waterfowl Hunt. Federal sites that fall under the IDNR Waterfowl Administrative Rule will also be open. As most sites, regulations that apply during the regular waterfowl hunting season apply during the youth hunt, and hunters should check with site-specific regulations, including changes in legal shooting hours. During the youth hunt, the bag limits are the same as during the regular seasons. As part of the youth hunt, hunters ages 17 or younger may hunt ducks, geese, coots, and mergansers as long as they are accompanied by an adult at least 18 years of age. The accompanying adult cannot hunt these species, but may participate in some of the other open seasons. Youth hunters must have a hunting license, youth hunting license, or an apprentice hunting license. The youth hunter or his accompanying adult must have a valid FOID card. The supervising adult does not need to have a hunting license if they're not hunting other species. Now, youth hunters ages 15 or younger are not required to have a state or federal waterfowl stamps. However, youth hunters age 16 or older must have state and federal duck stamps, even if they're using a Illinois youth hunting license. Although Illinois youth hunting licenses are available to hunters age 18, federal waterfowl hunting regulations do not allow hunters over the age 17 to participate in youth hunts. These special hunts will include the Banner Marsh State Fish and Wildlife Area, which will be October 19th to 20th, Clinton Lake State Recreation Area, Salt Creek and Disabled Units, October 19th, Donnelly Depew State Fish and Wildlife Area, which is October 12th and 13th, and November 2nd and 10th, Larry D. Clausen State Habitat Area, which is October 19th, Marshall State Wildlife Area, Duck Ranch Unit, which will be open October 19th and 20th, and the Spring Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area, which will be available Spring Lake Bottoms Unit November 10th, and, of course, the Southern Illinois Waterfowl Hunt in Union County and Horseshoe Lake will be held December 28th. All other youth hunts are open to those ages 17 and younger. And keep in mind that permits are going to go on sale as well. Over-the-counter sales of remaining 2019 Illinois firearm deer permits will soon begin. Permits will be sold until quotas are exhausted or until the close of the season, whichever occurs first. Resident combination and antlerless only archery deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR Direct License and Permit Vendors, and Illinois non-resident archery deer combination permits are available over-the-counter from DNR Direct License and Permit Vendors as well. The Illinois archery deer season is open through January 19th, except closed during the firearm deer season in counties open to firearm deer hunting. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.